Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 through 22, titled, To Reconcile All Things Unto Himself. This is part 2 of 2.
Jesus' death and shed blood paid, past tense, for our sin. The righteousness of Christ belongs only to those whose sins are washed by His blood. I love this in Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. No other human being ever existed who did that. And this human being was also God. Verse 20 continues and says, And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to what? Amen. Reconcile all things unto Himself. That's the point of it all right there.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. It's not about church buildings.
Amen.
It's not about denominations.
Amen.
It's not about some preacher being known as the pastor of the entire nation or anything like that. It's about Jesus. It's about saving souls.
Amen.
But it's also more than just souls. The word reconciled is to be brought into friendship from a state of disagreement or enmity.
Amen.
You know, too many people don't realize it. If you're not saved, you may not understand this, but it's true. You're God's enemy.
Amen.
Now, most people on the street don't start from there. You say, you going to heaven? Oh, I think so. Why?
Oh, I'm a pretty good person.
You want to see somebody's jaw drop open, look at them and say, well, according to the Bible, you're God's enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, you don't believe God then, because God said so.
Amen.
He loved you enough that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But until you do that, you're choosing to be God's enemy.
Amen.
It's a choice. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2, just a few pages in most of your Bibles. Galatians, Ephesians. Right before Philippians and Colossians, chapter 2, beginning verse 15. These 10 commandments is God's law. You break one of those laws, you're as in God's eyes, you're as guilty as anybody who has committed a crime and deserves prison here in the United States of America. You're guilty. This idea that, well, I most of the time I'm good. My good works outweigh my bad. Try that. Go rob a bank. Then when you stand before the judge, say, well, judge, I robbed the bank on July 29, 2018. But on all the other days, I was good. I had one bad day, did one really bad thing, but the rest of the time I was good. Well, then you're dismissed. Ain't going to happen.
Amen.
And that don't work with God either. But because you turn repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, slate is clean. He has abolished that enmity. Read verse 15 with me. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, verse 16, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. How many times? Enmity. Enmity. It was in His flesh. He abolished in His flesh the enmity, dying on the cross. That's what He was accomplishing. We need to understand that. And as you say, well, I'm saved. Well, then that ought to really make you want to glorify God.
Amen.
How wonderful. I was an enemy of God, and I couldn't do anything to change that. But God Himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, died in my place and changed that for me. God the Father's desire is our what?
Reconciliation.
2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. If He was a Calvinist, that wouldn't say that. God's not a Calvinist.
Amen.
God is not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
And I don't care. I know I get in a lot of trouble with the Calvinists. I don't care. It's a wicked doctrine.
Amen.
Wicked. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why? Because we need reconciled to God. Can't emphasize that enough. It's not something you should put off for another day if it hasn't happened already in your life. And if you have loved ones who are lost, I'm not telling you to become depressed over it or anything like that, but you better take it seriously if you're not already. You should be praying for those lost loved ones. They're going to hell.
Amen.
You don't like to hear that? I'm sorry, it's true. If you're not right, you're going to hell. If someone you love isn't right, they're going to hell. If you love them, pray for them and tell them how to get to heaven and urge them to take it seriously. Go over to 2 Corinthians 5. Be back to your left a few pages. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us, that's only the saved, if you're saved this morning, to Himself by Jesus Christ. No one else. And hath given to us what? The ministry of reconciliation. We're supposed to be going out. That's why we've got all these tracts over here. And I want to shame some of you right now. You're not utilizing them. Shame on you. I'm not looking at anybody right now because I don't know which ones. I just know. You ought to be handing out gospel tracts, and if you're not, shame on you. Online, if you're not handing out gospel tracts, I love you enough to tell you, shame on you. And you're going to stand before the Lord and be ashamed of your unwillingness, but also your lack of real desire to see people saved.
Yeah.
Christians ought to love souls.
Amen.
Love them enough to just at least give them a gospel tract.
Amen.
Got all these gospel tracts free of charge. Don't cost you a dime. Take them. Hand them out to people. Talk to people about Jesus. Be as bold about Jesus as you are the weather. Be as bold to talk about Jesus as you are football or foosball. People will talk about anything. You bring up Jesus, man. Verse 19, read that with me. To wit, read it with me. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Man, look at that. Ain't that something?
Amen.
God has done all the work and saved your scrawny soul from hell and now given you the ministry of reconciliation. It's a privilege. It should be an honor to want to see souls saved and to do something about it. Schofield's note says this. It's important to get this. It is never said that God is reconciled. God is propitiated. The sinner is reconciled. The problem isn't God. The problem is the sinner. And so when you go out and talk to people, you need to keep that in mind, because a lot of people think they're doing God a favor. You just got to be honest with them. No, God's doing you the favor. God did me the favor. And don't hesitate to put yourself there. See, listen, the only difference between the lost person and me is that I have turned to Him, repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. I didn't do anything. There's nothing special about me. And all you have to do is that, and you'll be one of us. And we're all going to be standing in heaven having done nothing to get there. Every one of us are going to stand there without any basis for boasting. That's why we're going to constantly be talking about Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is the reason we're here. We're going to sing praise to Jesus in a million and a half different ways. Can't imagine the songs we'll sing. It continues in verse 20, says, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. That's why I said earlier, this refers to the second heaven, the whole sphere of the, or atmosphere of our planet, beyond that into what is called outer space. It's fallen. The whole universe. I apologize to the people who believe in a flat earth and think it's all fake. But for those of us who don't buy that, we see what we see in telescopes and all that. And I've sat and looked at the rings of Saturn through a telescope. Right here. Saturn's not flat. And it's beautiful from this distance. And then what was it, Viking, that went past and took up close and personal pictures. And you say, well, that's CGI. So's your face. Look in your own phone. You're looking at a CGI image of your face when you look in your phone. Nonsense. Everything's CGI. That's how they process photos. And it's beautiful. Amazing. And cursed. Yes. Fallen. Imagine what it's going to be like. Martha, I think you and I were talking about this the other day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Martha's not going to mind me mentioning this. She's never seen it. And she's thinking, wow, what is that going to be like? And I said, well, Martha, we don't have anything over on you. Yeah, we're seeing this fallen condition of the earth, and there's some pretty wild things in the handiwork of God and the creation. It is, but when we see the perfect world, we will have seen no more than you. And it'll blow this away. None of us are going to say, oh, but Martha, you should have seen.
And you know, there are people who don't realize that.
No. I think a lot of them are here today. We got to think about these things. It's all about reconciling His creation. Every bit of it. Romans chapter 8. Verses 22 through 23. Romans 8. Verse 22. If you're there, read it with me. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Now that's a funny thing because yes, it is us old people. We get up and down in our pew and we groan. Ugh. If you heard me getting out of bed this morning. Ugh. But you know the whole universe is groaning. Even little babies, yesterday, little Gloria grabbing her stomach and going, all the way out to the far reaches of the universe, groaning. But what's it say, verse 23? And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for what? The adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The whole creation groans for this redemption. Not just us. It's both personal and universal. Consider the thought of the regeneration of ourselves and of the redeemed creation and of all the other saved people who have ever lived. That's what it's going to eventually be about. You, all the other saved, and the entire universe. And it's twofold. It's relational and it's legal. What do I mean? Well, Brother John talked about relationships the other day. Go over to, back over to Colossians 1. Colossians 1:21. And you that were sometime alienated and what? Enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He what? See, believers are now in a relationship with the Father through the Son by means of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you're saved, you have been reconciled and you have a personal relationship with God. Then in verse 22, says what? Read it with me. In the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. I messed that last word up real good. So while not so in a practical sense, it is so legally and according to God's record-keeping method. In other words, if anybody here is going to say, well, I can't speak for the rest of you, but I am blameless and holy. None of you could reprove me. I'm beyond reproach. I have arrived. There are groups that teach that. Sinless perfection and that kind of thing. I got news for you. You ain't there yet. Thank God that you're not going to heaven based on your performance. You wouldn't get there. I wouldn't get there. But God's record keeping is you're born again. You have been washed by the blood. And in His sight, as I said, He sees His Son. So He sees you in a legal sense as holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight. And then you just think about what is to come at the regeneration. I want to look at one last place and we'll close. Matthew 19. I love this. Jesus is talking here in Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19, 27 through 30. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? That's a legit question, you know. What's waiting for us? What are we going to have? Verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of His glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So He's telling Peter that you and 10 of the other fellas, minus Judas, in the regenerate, that look, he refers to it that way. I wanted to point that out. Jesus refers to this when He returns and there's a new heaven and new earth and everything. He calls it the regeneration. And these apostles will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes. And verse 29, and everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Folks, that's what it's all about. I don't fault anybody for, you know, taking care of business on a daily basis. You do your job, you pay your bills, you love your family and all that. But undergirding all of that should be the reality that that is what matters. The regeneration is what matters. And it's all because of Jesus and not because of us. Let's sing number 113, The Old Rugged Cross. I would say this, that I'm not trying to insult anybody when I say this, but unless you are carnally minded, what you heard this morning should be a thrill to your soul.
Amen.
To understand what Jesus has done for you, to understand what it is, well, Jesus says in John 14, He has gone to prepare a place.
Amen.
The thought that God is preparing a place for you. The thought that God has taken care of the whole thing for you. I just encourage some of you, get alone sometime. Turn the tube off. Turn your ringer off. Maybe sit outside if you're not having trouble with allergies. Or sit alone in your home. Get in a secluded area. That's what the word meditate means.
Amen.
Think about what you learned today. Meditate on it and really let it sink in. Let it sink in what you deserve and what Jesus saved you from. Let it sink in, the reality of this regeneration of the whole universe and you and what's to come. And let it through your soul as you think about the old rugged cross.
Never dies. My darkest night will turn to I will spend eternity where the soul